Girl, you got some tea?
Girl, with the honey and the sugar.
Nah, we gonna need some wine for this one.
Well, wine me, please.
Hey y'all.
We're back to slay these airways.
Anyways, y'all, we just excited because y'all heard about that Martin. What's that reboot reunion?
Yeah.
So we incorporate Martin a little bit. Anyways. Y'all know what it is. It's your favorite duo. It's Shaniqua.
And it's your girl, Dominique.
And we here to slay those airways. This time, we talking about...
Wine in the beginning.
Wine in the beginning.
Nah, y'all. We gonna be talking about toxic relationships.
Toxic. But before that, let's talk about this wine, y'all. We are drinking sangria, and it is California Roots from Target, or as Dominique like to say,
Tarjay. Hey,
Butterboojays. yeah, it's sangria. Right. Simple as that. Exactly. Like, it's just sangria.
Cute bottle, real coastal bottle. It looks reminds me of something that you have on the side of an ocean.
Right. It got a little wrench on here too with the little bell. Anyways, definitely add some fruit to it. Y'all good to go. You know, you make it into like a little sangria punch at your party.
Real fancy.
A great summer drink, spring drink, because we are entering spring season. So get it. Again, it's sangria by California Roots. Okay. But let's dive into our topic for real. Because we're talking about toxic relationships. And we ain't just talking about the relationship you got with your man or your woman in your situation.
Or your mama, for that matter.
Right. We're talking about all toxic relationships.
Mm-hmm. And it's been toxic relationships all over the media.
Like, all over it. Everywhere. All over it. Like, everywhere. So, let's see. Toxic relationships. Now, oftentimes, you may find yourself in a toxic relationship, and you don't even realize it some of the times, in reality, because sometimes you're blind to it. You're blind to that person's toxic behavior, especially if you have been dealing with it for so long.
I agree with that 100%, and usually, most of the time, you're blind to it because it's your normal, or you choose to be blind to it. Because that's who you want to be with and you think they're going to change. Girl, they ain't changing.
Mm-hmm.
They may not change for you. And sometimes they may not change for you because you've already showed them what you will allow them to do.
Yep.
Period.
That's true.
But it's been toxicity all up and down these relationships that's public. Which is kind of what we talked about last time. Like, just being a public figure and having your whole life in the public eye can be challenging, but we're gonna talk about it anyway.
We sure is.
That's just what we're gonna do. So,
let me ask you this, Dominique, before we start talking about these celebs and their craziness. Thinking back, whether it's within your relationship now or like relationships in the past or like even relationships that wasn't intimate, so like friendships, family relationships, whatever. Do you feel like you've ever been in a toxic relationship? To a point where, like, you didn't recognize it, but everybody else recognized it before you, like, around you?
I wouldn't say before me. They didn't recognize it before me. They probably recognized it with me. You know, or probably recognized some things at the same time. Or I would tell them a behavior, something that took place, and they would be like, yeah, that's kind of toxic. You know, so I would say that. But not necessarily, like, they had to, like, come to me and have a sit down with me. Come, take a minute, girl, and come sit down. And not one of those.
Oh, Lord, she didn't write out Destiny's Child on your
head. Girl. Not necessarily one of those. But I will say that if I'm being honest, you, some relationships, I was probably the one that was toxic.
True.
That's
very real to say, because... oftentimes, like, it's easy for us to point out, like, what someone has done to us, but we don't always see what we've done to them. Exactly. Although, and I'm gonna put this disclaimer in here, although in your heart of hearts, you really didn't do nothing to that person because that mm-hmm. because that was never your intent, and that was never right. your actions. But perception is key.
Exactly.
So how they perceive this, how they perceive this. So mm-hmm. you was the villain in that story.
Exactly.
And you gotta just be like, okay.
You gotta adjust it. I mean, you gotta accept
it. I ain't adjusting shit.
You're not adjusting. You gotta, sometimes you gotta
okay.
accept
she
that
accept.
You may be
okay.
be the villain in somebody's story.
Look, I'm toxic. I'm toxic. Look.
Just because, like, you may unknowingly be doing something that's super normal to you, but that may be a toxic yeah. that may be a trigger for them mm-hmm. Causing them to feel like they're in a toxic environment
mm-hmm.
So yeah, like for example trigger, just to be completely, I'm not talking about myself, but in terms of my husband, like he's like not a super like affectionate person. A lot of people aren't, but he's like super not affectionate, like not affectionate really. He's doing a lot better. He coming around, babe. Woo! Let me clap for you because you've been doing your thing lately.
We've been rooting for you.
But in the past, affection just wasn't his thing. And for me, I felt like, you know, and there was a point where he was like, this is who I am. Like, why are you forcing me to change? Like, this is just who I am. But I would feel like that was like some sort kind of toxic because I think everyone deserves to feel the feeling of love.
Yeah.
You know, not just say it, but actually, you know, just like feel love. So... But me constantly telling him about that, he felt like I was being toxic because he felt like he was doing so many other things and I wasn't acknowledging the things that he was doing. So it made him feel like he wasn't good enough for all things that he was doing. So some people may think, well, that's kind of toxic because just like you want to feel the idea of love, some people want to know that they're doing good too. But right. you're constantly always telling them that they're doing bad.
But that also sucks because to you, they doing bad.
Right. Exactly.
Like, and it's like... Okay, but how do I still tell you you're doing good when in reality this is not good? This is not my mm-hmm. perception of good.
You're doing good in the things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. But in terms of things that I want you to do, I won't say that those are good. But the things that you want to do for me, those things are good. But again, it's not what I want
exactly.
you to do.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, even in other situations, like I would say I have had like some toxic behaviors. I can definitely use me being a Cancer and very emotional to my advantage. Sometimes you
she
know,
be manipulator.
Yeah, you could probably say that in the past I definitely was one of those, like, you know, you said you was gonna come over here, you're not coming over here. I don't care if you do have to study for a test, you could study for your test over here. Do you just not love me? No.
Child.
Not like that. But yeah, I think that everyone probably has some form of trait that may be deemed as toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But it just takes a lot to be an effort to acknowledge that because no one wants to be the villain.
Right. Nobody wants to be the villain in the story. Everybody wants to be the superhero. I'm just going to say, I don't mind being the villain because I don't care what you going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Right. No, but sometimes you do gotta be in some situations too. But to these people, right? So you've been indulging in catching up with Love is Blind.
Yep.
I don't miss a couple, y'all, but I know about the show. The show is
by late. The time this show airs, y'all, Love is Blind would have been gone.
Yeah.
It would have already, like, everybody should be binge watching the whole season.
Right.
Okay. At this point in time, we still got like the season finale. I just want to clear that up. But yes, I have been watching Love is Blind. I have been. What's your question, girl?
Well, who on there is the most toxic to you?
Girl, all of this.
Mm.
Okay, we got Danielle. Super toxic. Like, she's so insecure that it's sad. And you know... And it's crazy because, like, my in-laws, my cousin-in-laws, like, they know Danielle.
Right.
And they're trying to figure out, like, if this is, like, an act or if this is how she really is. Because right. they know that she's always wanted to be on TV. So, I don't know. But whether it's an act or not, she toxic. Mm. Like, she's dating Nick. Nick can't even, like, express nothing without her, like, flipping it. And making it seem like he's attacking her or he doesn't want to be with her or, you know, just some crazy shit. Like, they, like one, for example, one episode, they went to go see her family. Her mm-hmm. family loved him.
That's a good start.
Right.
I think.
And so, but what we don't see is that during that setting, he's receiving text messages and stuff like that or for whatever from, like, his family and friends about a bunch of BS. So, like, he's trying to keep that poker face on the whole time. And granted, you wouldn't even know that that was happening until, like, it came out on the following episode or later on or something. And the conversation comes up because she's like, you, like, completely ruined the day, blah, blah, blah. Like, we had a good time with my parents, and then we get in the car, and you're talking about this is what's happening when I'm just happy that, like, my parents loved you, and you just turned to that. He's like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Like, right. I have other things going on in the midst of that, like, and I was just talking about it after the fact. On the car ride home. See, again, so this is what we don't see. So I didn't talk about it at the place. Exactly. This is what we don't see. So apparently, when they left, she's talking about like how much she's happy that her family loved him or whatever. And he was happy too. But he brought up the fact that this is what had been going on. Child, this girl, then you ruined this moment for me, blah, blah, blah. And he like, but I have other things going on outside of just me and your family. And I was pissed, too, because that was an important moment. But they're texting me.
Exactly.
And so, like, you see that. That's just a small snippet of it. But you see her insecurities play out. And she's really, and she says it in the very beginning that she's really insecure because she used to be fat. Her words, not mine. She used to be fat. And so, she, I guess, always thinks, like, nobody really wants her. Even though she's lost all this weight.
Now she just got a fat mind.
Yeah, and so it's just like...
Well, I want to say she has a fat mind because all larger people don't think that way. But now she still has her same fat mind.
And so it's just like, ma'am. So me and hubby was watching the show, y'all. I'm yelling at the TV every episode. Leave her ass, Nick. That's all I know every time. Because it's too much.
That could have been an opportunity for her to really bond with him in that moment. To say, oh, I'm so sorry that you're going through that.
That's exactly what I said.
What's going on with the family? Like, tell me more. You said that he ruined your day after your family already said that they loved him.
A mess.
How did he ruin the day?
A mess. So you see her insecurities just really play out. And like it pops up every episode. Like, why are we arguing while we cake tasting? Like, they're literally arguing while they're cake tasting. Because he cannot have an opinion or have a feeling and express it without her attacking and feeling like, oh, you hate me, or oh, why are you talking like this? I can't even deal. Like, girl, you just made this situation something that it wasn't. Like, what are you talking about?
He's just expressing himself. I'm sure he's not expressing himself in a negative. That man gonna be stressed out. They man gonna be stressed out.
Girl, but that's them. But let me tell you about this other couple. Like, all of them is crazy. But there's this other couple, Deeps and Shake. They're both Indian. Now, in the pods, we see them talking. And you learn that they both have always dated white people. Although they're Indian. Both Indian, they've never dated another Indian. And so they end up meshing together, blah, blah, blah. They propose, you know. They see each other for the first time. He's all over her, etc. Then comes the meetup. And you see, like, it changes. Like, when they go to Mexico after everybody had been proposed to for their meet and greet and trip. And you see him time and time again throughout these episodes telling everybody except her. Eventually, he tells her. But in the beginning, he's telling everybody, I'm, like, super emotionally attracted to her. Like, she's super dope. Like, she's, like, my best friend. But I'm not physically attracted to her. And it's so sad to watch because she's just like, I really love him and it's blah, blah, blah. But he's telling everybody, I'm not fit. My animalistic instinct has not kicked in. And I don't know if I could do this.
That's wrong that he's telling other people that.
Shit, you telling the whole world.
You're telling the whole world.
Before you even tell her. And so it's so sad. And eventually you see the episode where he does tell her. He's like, you know, because he goes back and forth if he should leave her or not. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I have such a strong emotional connection with her that I've never had with anybody else that I don't want to throw that away. Like, I want to see if I can work through this. Like, he told his mama, girl, his mama called him out and was like, if you're not going to give her, love her the way she deserves, you need to leave. Mm-hmm. You need to let her go because she can go find somebody else that's going to treat her right. And, but yeah, it's so sad to watch. And so it's like, do you date? So I'm asking you this, Dominique. Would you ever, do you feel like you could date somebody who constantly telling you, like, they ain't, who eventually tells you they, because he don't constantly tell her that. He eventually tells her, like, I'm not physically attracted to you. Like, I thought I would be, but I want to work through it and get to that point.
No. Because that would just create a world, what is it?
World? What are you trying
world
to say?
Win.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah, a world win of insecurities for me. Mm-hmm. It really will, because my thing is, I know that you're not attracted to me. I'm going to be wondering who you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. Or if I do see a beautiful girl around, I'm just still going to know that, oh, well, I know that you're not attracted to mm-hmm. me. Or a smaller girl around. Like, it's just, that will always be the question of doubt. Mm-hmm. But I also, I can't say that I wouldn't be able to date somebody that, no, I simply wouldn't date somebody I couldn't find a bit of attractiveness in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I would have to be attracted to you in some type of way. And the way that I am, I have to at least be able to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, outside of that, I fall for people based off who they are, you know, internally, but, like, what you can teach me, like, how the conversations we have. Like,
yeah.
That's what makes me fall for a person. I don't immediately fall off of people because of what they look like, because I've met... This is definitely what my grandma will always say. She will look at a beautiful girl and be like, she sure is ugly. And I'm like, grandma, she not ugly. She was like, you don't know what she is on the inside. Mm-hmm. I do. She's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that too, where I meet somebody and their personality is horrible. And I'd be like, they ugly. Like, the people like, they so fine. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know who they are on the inside.
Yeah.
So, but for him to immediately be like, he's not physically attracted to her, but he has these strong emotions. You must be attracted to her like a sister.
He actually said that. He actually said, like, an aunt. He did.
Auntie.
Mm-hmm. He's auntie? Like, she's super supportive. She's super loving. Like she's, I see her like an aunt. And I was like,
auntie.
Damn, you petty as hell, bro. But, yeah.
Out of all relationships, you chose auntie?
I guess auntie fine these days. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm a fan of auntie. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just... It's hard to watch her go through that
mm-hmm.
because she's so genuine.
Yeah, and then hearing that, you know, she had lost over 70 pounds, that'll create another insecurity because it's yeah. like, I'm still not good enough. Mm-hmm. I've done all this work for myself and I'm still not attractive.
Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to see if they get married or not. But he did tell her, like, he really wants to, you know, he wants to continue to be together. He wants to marry her. And he just feels like that physical sexual attraction will come. I mean, and honestly, it could. Mm-hmm. It really could. I mean, because think of, in their culture, arranged marriages is a thing.
Right.
Right. And so, ain't no way in hell all those arranged marriages, everybody was just instantly physically attracted to each other, right?
At all.
They had to grow. I mean, some of those had to grow. So, I mean, it could grow, but I think for me, it's just the fact that you told everybody else this before you told her.
Mm-hmm.
But she should have been the first person you told so that y'all can start, like, either working at it or just decide yay or nay.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and that's what sucks. That's what sucks. But
because who wants to go in a relationship knowing that the world knows that conversation in general is ain't even a conversation that should have been had on TV.
It ain't.
That is such a sensitive topic. So to know that you go move forward knowing that the world knows that and my husband don't like me, that leaves open, it's not attractive to me, that leaves open room for all the women that we know is in every culture, which is a savage, to mm-hmm. come in, you know, and try and woo you over. Like, it just leaves
child,
so
they was eating
room.
Hens there, because you know I went and stalked all of them on Instagram to see if I was going to find any hints of who was still together and who wasn't.
What's
they
the
have
Instagram
been
name?
Very, girl, I don't remember, I don't have my phone. They have been very hush-hush about it. But they was like, the peoples was going in on him in his comments. It's like,
bet.
Hey, she deserves, she deserves, you a piece of shit, she don't deserve, you don't deserve her, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, but toxicity shows up in various ways in people's lives. So, y'all gotta be paying attention.
Because it comes off subtle. And sometimes it comes off cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, he calling you every all the time, asking you where you at, asking you to come home. Oh, he missed me. He want me to come home. Let me go home to my man, girl. And then boom. You realize that you go from going home to your man to never leaving out the house because of your man. Mm-hmm. So, like, it started off slow, y'all. Y'all got to be keeping contact. But let's talk about Kanye West and Kim.
Yeah, let's talk about Kanye West and Kim.
A lot of people are like, he is pouring his love and affection out on social media. Now, granted, we are not in any way, shape, form, or possible Kardashian supporters.
Hell no.
We do not like them hoes. That's probably mean.
That was mean. Stop being mean, girl. You was a mean girl.
You know you want to say it, too.
I'm trying. I ain't trying to get sued.
Okay, they're not hoes. They're not hoes.
They're just not.
They're whores.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We're just not huge fans of the Kardashians. That's all.
Yeah.
But I think Kanye West go through his, you know, Kanye West, we all see Kanye West and how things, you know, operate in the media for him. He goes through these spells. He goes through these mental breaks. Whatever, you know, everybody have a different name for it all. But there is some truth to what he is saying. Regardless of how crazy we want to think he is, of how crazy we think he's acting, there is some truth to it and behind his actions. And it's really a matter of what story y'all gonna believe. Me personally, I don't put my energy in it because that's rich people problems.
Right.
And that I ain't in that tax bracket. I ain't got that type of money, so I'm not gonna raid my little brain about it.
I can see that.
But I do feel like, you know, whatever is going down, this is just the Kardashian karma.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I think that the only thing,
he is fucking up their name.
Yeah, but I think also you have to recognize, like, the way in which he's doing, I think it, for him, it's probably, like, payback. He does have some vital points. North should not be on TikTok.
She shouldn't. She's, what, like, 7?
Yeah, she should not be making videos on TikTok. You got people commenting on this. Send me, Northy, take a picture of mommy's credit card. Northy, what's your address? You know, she's young. Like, you that's not a good space for her.
Yeah.
It's creeps out there. But what he's doing, like, he's, like, crying for her love and crying for her attention, saying that he wants his family back. He don't want his family back. He just wants her. This is a way to paint her out to look like the bad guy. Because, which she probably is. But this is a way for him to paint her out to look like the bad guy. Like, you see what he's trying to get his family back, and you are declining his love. But you also just don't know. I mean, she has went through a lot. I mean, the sickness and health. But she has put up with a lot of his mental health behaviors.
But sickness and health. Sickness and health. So, right, but you gotta stick through that. But I'm not gonna say that he don't want his family back. Because think about it. It's only him left.
It's only him left. That's true.
It's only him. And they are literally the only family he has.
Yeah. Which, you is know unfortunate, what I'm saying? That it's them.
Exactly, of all fucking people. Mm-hmm. So I think a part of him really does want his family back. He's
holding on to what he has, holding on to all that he has.
Yeah. And then that whole birthday thing, she wouldn't tell him what a baby birthday was being.
Yeah,
held.
That was horrible.
And, like, all that stuff. And I believe that shit.
Yeah.
I do believe they was doing that because I ain't gonna lie. Whatever. I'm gonna keep that to myself.
Tell me about it.
Nah. Yeah, she up here covering up the mic. But no, like, I believe that they probably was trying to be grimy about, like, and not to give him the details as to, like, mm-hmm. what a baby birthday was.
Because
and stuff
what's
like
name?
That.
Travis Scott ended up giving him the details of the baby birthday.
Oh, really? That's how he ended up getting it? Which is sad. But it's just, like, it's just crazy. I do think Kanye does need to, you know, get his mental health under control and better manage.
It's for Chaos LLC, Kanye. I'm just trying to tell you.
Hey, for real. I think he needs to definitely get his, you know, manage that a lot better. But that man ain't 100% crazy. He not.
No, he's a genius regardless. Like, I would never think he was 100% crazy.
Y'all gotta make sure y'all check out his documentary.
Yeah.
It's good. I ain't finna spill the deets, but y'all better go watch it.
Nah, you better go watch your culture. But no, I think that he is very calculated in every single move that he makes.
Genius.
So even if it does look crazy, I don't want to say crazy, but even if it does look like out of the norm, it's calculated. Mm-hmm. Like it was thought put behind that. Everything he does is with intention and with a goal set in mind.
Absolutely. I ain't mad at it though. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do. Like,
yeah.
Expose those Kardashians the way they need to be exposed. You know, I mean, and then let's think about it. This Kim, like, fourth marriage.
Four. That's what somebody has said.
This so, is shit, Kim, this is it sounds like you the common denominator.
Right, that's what somebody said. That's like, this is Kim Kardashian's fourth marriage. Who was the single person in common in all of them?
Kardashian, her. Kim. And then, not to mention, like, you got four kids by this man.
Exactly.
You use them to for them babies.
Hello? And then also, one thing that I will say, too, they didn't start having conflict until... Oh, they probably had conflict beyond that, but public conflict started when North was born. And Kim Kardashian was still, like, posting new pictures and wearing certain outfits. And Kanye made it public. And like, I don't like that. Like, we have a daughter. Like, I don't want her to think that right. That's okay at her age. Like,
right. And you dress know, differently. And you know what was crazy? Like, everybody was like, well, you knew what you married, blah, blah, blah. Like, she been like that and all that stuff. Okay, that's probably that was how she was in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean,
but at some, I was just about to say that, at some point, you have to evolve and know that type of behavior mm-hmm. needs to be toned down some, because exactly. Now you have a daughter that's looking up to that.
Y'all can, she can Google y'all.
Like, come on now. So I don't know. I mean, Kanye still, yeah, he's still being toxic, but at the same time, you know, it's three sides to every story, mm-hmm. and I can guarantee her and her mom and them over there being toxic too.
Girl, that dog on Kris Jenner is a
girl. She gonna make a dollar out of every argument.
Hello.
Every argument finna be a dollar. When
somebody
sign.
Said a dollar out of 15 cents, she's that one.
She is.
Ain't no way you could pop a dollar out of 15 cents, but she can figure out a way.
She definitely did with the Travis Scott shit, that mm-hmm. whole ordeal with what's that girl name? What's her daughter name? Kylie. They hurried up here and changed the narrative for that story that they wasn't together anymore, but that was like the person, like they have like a different family dynamic mm-hmm. or something, because she had another child by him. Girl, go somewhere, that's your baby daddy, you exactly. still together,
you're a baby mama,
and that's that. Like,
and then this whole thing, who the other toxic relationship is Khloé and Tristan's.
I'm girl. Done.
That boy is sending her through a roar. That boy is driving her crazy.
Girl, that's karma. I can only think. That just got to be karma. Because, why?
Right.
Like, why you keep... The man's name is Third Trimester Tristan.
Not Third Trimester Tristan.
That's when he leave. In the third trimester. That's when he leave. In the third trimester. That's what they say, y'all. I don't know. That's rich people problems. But that's what they call him. Third trimester Tristan. Because he be leaving his baby mama's in third trimester.
Wow. Never heard that. That's so funny.
Girl, that's because you don't watch basketball.
Nah, I don't. I need to, though. That is so crazy.
I don't either. I just get it from my scoops. My peeps.
But yeah, y'all have to recognize these toxic signs, and I feel, and a lot of people stay in toxic relationships for children, not realizing that you're making a toxic household for their child.
Yeah, you actually would do your child a lot more justice if you leave.
Yeah,
because the kids know.
They do. I had this know. One kid say, like, I wish my mom and my dad would get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. I knew somebody who said that too.
I think y'all say I stay together for the kids as an excuse to not be ready to mm-hmm. depart ways.
If kids kept marriages alive, there would the divorce rate wouldn't be as high as
exactly.
it is. Period.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. So the bottom line is, y'all, when you recognize toxic traits, you have to walk away. If I mean, okay, I'll say this. If you want to, like, try to see if you guys can, like, work through it, talk it out, like, get, like, effective coping mechanisms in place, go to therapy and get it figured out, great. But if you're seeing that that person isn't doing it, or for you in that matter, if you're not doing it to, like, get better, you got to leave.
Right. You got to be out.
No one, you should not stay in a toxic relationship just for the other person because you're scared. Like, pay attention to those signs. Keep it moving.
Move on. Moving on up.
To the east side.
But on that note, Schnickle, tell them what you got to say.
What y'all got to do is follow us on all social media platforms. Share, subscribe, do all that good stuff.
Fine stuff.
And you know what it is.
We're not just a podcast for tea, so you better go over there and whine me, please.
Whine me, please. Clink, clink, clink. Clink.